I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report, speaking with travel journalist Judith Ritter. Now, Judith, we've all heard that India has an interesting British history, but weren't the French there as well?
If you want to feel a little bit of France and India, then you have to head south past Madras to the town of Pondicherry, or Pondi, as the locals call it. Although Pondi is very much an Indian town, there are charming traces of France's 18th century presence. In fact, the local police still wear the red hats of the French police, and French is spoken on the street. And the architecture of the restored buildings along the waterfront reminds the visitor of small resorts around Biarritz. For the traveler who wants a short break from the delights of India's curries, Pondicherry is the place. Restaurants like Le Club, Le Bistro, or La Terrasse have decor so French. If it weren't for the intense heat and the large Indian families strolling the boardwalk, you'd think you were in the south of France. Especially noteworthy is the stylish cafe called Hot Breads. This cafe is so popular with the 700 French nationals living in Pondi that the bakers find they have to work all night. But this is first of all India, so Hot Breads has given the croissant a new twist. Some are now stuffed with Indian curries. Well, after a few days of France and India, time to tackle the India you came for. And it's there in Pondi, too. Visit Mahatma Gandhi Street for the sights and the sounds of mango sellers, incense merchants, snack food hawkers, and, of course, the very, very famous Sri Aurobindo Ashram. You'll find a lot of French nationals from the 21st century there, too. France and India, a great blend.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Off, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Off, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel World.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report. India has such a rich history. What's the best way to get a feel for the Raj? Judith Ritter.
Well, you know, you can live like a Maharaja for a few days at the Taj Mahal Hotel in Bombay, or Mumbai as the city's called. The Taj opened its doors back in 1903, and it's India's oldest luxury hotel. The magnificent Moorish-style building with its great red roof dome faces the sea and that famous gateway to India. For 100 years, the Taj has been the social center of Bombay. Indian princes, British tea plantation owners alike filled the dance floor of the magnificent ballroom. The Taj Hotel guest list reads like a who's who. Prime ministers and presidents, and everyone from Duke Ellington to Paul McCartney has stayed there. Inside, there's a cool marble lobby, and today you'll see Saudi sheikhs and Bollywood movie stars, and just a walk through it is like a visit to a museum. Carved wooden chests, crystal chandeliers, and silk sofas from the past. All a luxurious setting for today's guests who have more modern needs. So there's in-room fax, modern swimming pool, and a red-hot disco that's packed every night with the offspring of Bombay's social register. For wonderful food, you have to try the Taj's Tanjore restaurant. Spicy, delicious food cooked in clay pots, fluffy Indian breads, all while watching traditional Indian dancing. Or you can dine under a ceiling of stars at the hotel's continental restaurant, the Zodiac. The perfect end to a perfect day in Bombay is to step out of the Taj to the gateway of India at the sea's edge.
I'm Stephen Pickford with the Travel World Report.
This has been an Ascor Marketing Production.